Greetings, everybody. How are you doing? How was your day? And how is your life? This is Random Cats. 10 minutes of random things at random times. I scheduled this one for 10:18 because it was a random time, and I actually somewhat remembered to do it. So maybe that kind of gives away my time zone, not for sure. Gene and Azaz, welcome. I'm glad you guys are here. And yeah, let's talk about some random things, shall we? One random thing I've found is that good fingernail clippers are hard to come by. Hello, Ashley. Good fingernail clippers are really hard to find, and a lot of times, sometimes you find fingernail clippers that just don't cut correctly. They leave your fingernails very sharp, and I really am not a person who likes or even knows how to file my nails, so I just would prefer some fingernails that would cut and sort of do a file at the same time. Do those things exist? I don't even know. Hi there, Gene. How's it going? One of the funny things I've learned about this live cast system is that I'm like interacting with you as you chat kind of thing. But if someone replays this, they can't see your chats. So I could just make up things, like I could say, "Wow, I have 80 people listening." Well, they could probably tell that because I think it shows the number of listeners. But I could just make up different names that might show up in here, which would be interesting. Azaz is back. Thank you, Azaz. I'm not sure if you got kicked off or what. I don't know if I have any way to moderate these, kick people off. But I don't think I'd ever do that. But you could try me. Anyway. Interestingly enough, there was a guy on yesterday who I think his name was Eric, and he was trying to tell me how to up my social media presence, like how I could become, you know, try and get this live cast thing to take off the ground, because I really never had more than 3 listeners at a time, I believe, which is fairly interesting. But anyway, I looked back at his profile, and he was actually, I guess, the product manager for CastBox Livecast. So I guess this is just a new thing that they are getting off the ground. But yeah, it is quite interesting. Anyone have anything random that they would like to share? Going once, going twice. You know, I was mentioning yesterday that this is the third one, by the way, but I was mentioning during the first one, which I had done last night, I'm in a different time zone than probably most other Americans, but I was mentioning that I thought 10 minutes might be hard to pull off, but actually it's quite easy. Once you start talking, you just kind of keep talking and different ideas pop in your head, and you just kind of ramble. And I think this kind of thing is meant for people who have ADD, because you can kind of go wherever your mind takes you. Yeah, so my day was decent. It's now evening currently where I am. Had a pretty decent day. Did some Easter things, and then took a nap, which is always what you should do on a Sunday. Really, that's what Sundays were made for. And then I just kind of relaxed. I watched a really decent movie that I cried in, which was called The Room, which was a very, Very disturbing, but good movie. Can you give an example of random things? That's the question from Jean. Can you give an example of random things? A random thing would be like a purple stuffed animal dinosaur, or a golf ball, or a blade of grass that somehow got on the floor in your house and you don't know how it got there. Or a random thing could be a pencil eraser, or it could be some cat hair that is in your house and you don't have a cat. Those are some examples I can think of random things. You can have random sounds, you can have random smells even. Let's say you're walking down the road and all of a sudden you smell something chemical-ish. That would be random, I guess. Or it could be tar on the road, I don't know. How are those, Gene? Are those decent random things? Or is that a decent example? I mean, random means random, and random means whatever pops in your head or what random things come around. I guess the most popular random thing is a random number. So those are some examples I have. Hello, Kamrul. Kamrul? Kamrul? Kamrul, welcome. Again, I hope you guys are all having a good morning, late morning, noonday, afternoon, evening, late evening, or night, wherever you are. I hope you are able to have some random, interesting experiences in your life. They're always important. It's always important to look out for random things because, it just keeps you aware that there's other things outside of yourself that are happening. And that's a good thing. I once was playing guitar and I randomly started playing a blues version of the national anthem, which is, it doesn't work so well, but it actually worked this one time and it was very random. I wasn't trying to do that, it's just what started popping in my head. It was the American national anthem. I'm not an ultra patriotic person or anything. It felt right in the moment, and it was quite the random event. How's it going, Craig, if you're still here? It's 8 minutes and 30 seconds into this random podcast. And again, this is Random Cats, 10 minutes of random things at random times. Really have no goals or aspirations. Just like to talk about random things from time to time. I will say this, you guys are an inspiration to me. I appreciate that there are two people who are still here. Tiger Woods winning his fifth Masters last week. Does it count as a random? Yeah, that is a good question, Gene. It's surprising. It's interesting. But I'm not so sure it's random because Tiger Woods, like his whole life is golf. Especially now that he doesn't have women necessarily in his life, or at least distracting. So I'm not sure if that's random. It is definitely interesting, but it could have been randomly that you stumbled upon it. I'm not sure. I don't know. Before we close, which is very soon here now, I believe this third one has been the most boring random things live cast that I've done. And sometimes random things are boring, so you have to be prepared for that in your life. Jean, Nicole, you just got here, but I am signing off, and I hope that all your wildest dreams come true. Goodbye.